This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake this weekend to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature things like a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. The Lakeland Family Resource Center in Spooner recently held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to honor receiving accreditation as a Family Resource Center of Quality. The organization received the designation for demonstrating their ability to engage in robust professional development, including evidence-based programs in parenting support, resource coordination, and early childhood services. The facility is the 11th center in the state to receive the accreditation and must reapply for it every 3 years to ensure its policies and procedures are still effective. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the elk and pheasant hunting seasons will officially open on Saturday. According to a press release, 13 hunters were randomly selected from a pool of over 26,000 applicants to participate in this year's elk hunting season. The pheasant season will run through January 4th, and hunters will have a limit of one rooster per day this weekend and two roosters per day beginning on Monday. More information on the hunting seasons and regulations are available on the DNR website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to attend one of around 50 educational events next week honoring International Bat Week. According to a press release, 4 of the 8 species of bat found in Wisconsin are considered threatened. DNR officials say conservation efforts over the past decade have helped the bat populations begin to rebound. Event locations and tips for helping the bat population from home, like building your own bat house or using native plants in your yard, are available on the DNR website. The Hunt Hill Nature Center in Sorona is inviting area residents to a glow hike this weekend. According to organization officials, the hike will take place on Saturday at the Nature Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Residents who attend the event will get to take a short hike along a colorful trail, followed by a bonfire and colorful DJ dance party. Registration is not required to attend, but residents who do register will also receive a goodie bag filled with glow-in-the-dark items. Money raised through the event will support the Nature Center's trails and the programs it offers. Northwood Technical College held a ribbon-cutting ceremony at its Superior campus on Wednesday to honor the opening of its new mobile dental lab. College officials say the new state-of-the-art facility is meant to help with student training across their 4 Northwest Wisconsin campuses. The project seeks to provide those students with hands-on experience and provide community members who don't have reliable access to dental care a place to find it. The mobile lab will stay on each campus for 2 years before moving to the next one. A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems has passed with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both for residents who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal their registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it more difficult for law enforcement authorities to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill will now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. The Rice Lake Area School District is seeking community members who are interested in serving on the district's Wellness Committee. The committee is meant to ensure area students have access to nutritious meals and to promote more healthy eating habits to combat obesity. District officials say the work of the committee helps promote positive behaviors and helps their students reach their full academic potential. Area residents interested in serving on the Wellness Committee can contact the chair of the committee, Lori Johnson, by phone or by email. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state ended the 2025 fiscal year with a budget surplus well over expectations. According to a press release on Wednesday, the state ended the year with a positive balance in the general fund of about $4.6 billion. That mark is over $265 million higher than previously estimated. Governor Evers also announced that the state budget stabilization fund, essentially the state's rainy day fund, reached a record high of roughly $2 billion to end the 2025 fiscal year. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to create an alert system for missing individuals involved in domestic violence situations. The proposed bill would establish the Purple Alert system to ensure a fast, coordinated response to locate the missing individual. The program would be modeled after other systems like Amber and Silver Alerts, notifying law enforcement agencies from across the state. An alert would not be sent out if the individual disappeared intentionally to escape a domestic violence situation. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers fall again.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball.
The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
We had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.